This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For another hour, I'm Scott Henin, also riding shotgun here, Kevin Flynn, and Todd the Radio God Mitchell. Hard at it on this Thursday for you. Not trying to depress you, but we are trying to arm you with some facts. And we're going to go through the list of tax hikes in the bill that doesn't raise taxes. I don't know how that is, but the Democrats have told us that this bill does not raise taxes on anyone making less than $400,000 a year, but I think we found a few places where your pocketbook will be impacted. Grover Norquist is going to walk us through that, so you're ready, and you know what's coming. Before we do that, Chris in Annetta, North Dakota, wanted to talk about something positive, and I love that. We got to stay... We got to say happy warriors in all of this. Chris, how are you?
We're good.
You got something happy to tell us. What is that? Event.
So we're doing a free community event. Greg Hager is putting on a music concert. We're grilling up burgers on the grill and hot dogs. We're doing beans and chips and drinks. And it's all happening next Wednesday in the Annetta Community Park. And it's sponsored by the Annetta Community Church, where I pastor at, as well as Miller's Fresh Foods. And the Queen City Cafe is helping out as well. So it's a all-come-together community event where people can just come, hear good Christian country music or just country music, hear, have good food together, and it's all free. So
that's great. That's awesome. And the date again for this little community event in Annetta is when?
Yeah, that's next Wednesday. I believe that's the 17th at 6 p.m.
All right, beautiful. And Annetta is not hard to find.
So next Wednesday at 6 p.m. Yeah, it's the home of the world's largest turkey barbecue, so.
There you go. If you have no other reason to put it on the map, there is one. It's south of Michigan. It is west of Northwood. It is north of Cooperstown, so. Annetta, North Dakota. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate that very much.
Hey, thank you.
That's the best of America. Now let's go to the worst of America. The so-called Inflation Reduction Act that won't reduce inflation, and the bill that raises no taxes that raises taxes. Grover Norquist from Americans for Tax Reform back to walk us through chapter and verse of what the real-world impacts will be for folks in this bill. Grover, we talked to you before the Senate bill passed. And I know at that point we had, you know, an idea of some of the framework, but there are more details now available that in the 11th hour were snuck in here we need to know about, right?
Yes, and now a lot of the spending is kind of hidden because they say we're going to spend on this sort of thing. And that just means they can write a check to any of their friends in some big city political machine, and they can go be Democratic precinct workers if they want. Who knows what they're really doing. But on the taxes, they're pretty clear. There is a tax on coal. There is a tax. Okay, so everybody who uses coal will have a tax on them. There is a tax on the production of natural gas. If you have natural gas in your business, in your home, that taxes will go up. Your prices will go up. There's a tax on crude oil. If you drive with a car with gasoline, your taxes will go up. Every single American will be hit by these energy costs, either personally when they write their bill for heating or air conditioning, or because everything they buy at stores and factories has that kind of energy. Both that raises the cost of energy and the cost of living, and it is a tax on people. So the president's most repeated promise to the American people. What he got him elected was a promise again and again at Americans for Tax Reform, or ATR.org. We have, I think, 100 now videos of him saying the same thing in all these different capacities, even after he got elected. I'm never going to raise any tax. The Democrats are trying to rewrite that as to something else. But he said, no, no tax increase on anyone who earns less than $400,000. They then come back and say, well, I mean, a couple of $400,000. No, that's not what he said. But okay. So he keeps trying to rewrite it. But this is clear. These taxes hit everyone. When we get to the IRS, how are they going to raise more money by hiring IRS agents? They're going to go out and do more audits. 1.2 million audits is what they were talking about. Let's see. For those people who don't have any income, they're going to have audits on 127,000 people. These are people who actually get checks written to them by the IRS. They don't have any income. They get a subsidy from the IRS. For people who make under 25,000, 313,000 will be audited. Between 25 and 50,000, 147,000 will be audited. What about people who make more than $10 million? Well, they're not that many, and they're going to be 4,289 of them, 4,289. Most of the audits are lower and middle income Americans, because frankly, that's where the money is. And there are a handful of billionaires, there are 700 billionaires, they're already being audited. So when they say that they're only auditing rich people, the IRS has been saying from the beginning that their goal was to go after self-employed people, more small businessmen. And Yellen, the Treasury Secretary, put out a letter saying, we're not going to be auditing anyone who makes less than $400,000. Actually, that's not what it said. It said, we're not going to be auditing a larger percentage of people who make less than $400,000, which means many, many more, because there are going to be 87,000 more agents out there. I mean, massively more people under the age of, under the price, how about the wage income level of $400,000 are going to be hit. She admits in her letter, she just writes it to make it sound like it's not going up lower-income people any more than anyone else, which is not exactly what the president promised. It is a massive tax increase on middle-income people. And to make it clear, all the Democratic senators, all 50, there was a vote the Republicans put up, said, okay, you wise guys, you say this is never going to be used to audit, so let's have no increase in audits of anybody who makes less than $400,000 from these 87,000 new agents. And the Democrats, every single one voted no. They all agreed it was a lie. And they would not put into law that which they intended to ban, that which they intended to do. So Biden's going to sign a bill that stripped out any protection. This is a tax increase in IRS ability to go and audit anyone they want. We know with the Tea Party that they used it to destroy a political movement. They went out and audited people they didn't like, and they denied nonprofit status, you know, for your tax status. For any conservative, they got one. In 3 years, one conservative group got okay to exist, but thousands of others didn't, and that was what destroyed the Tea Party movement. You couldn't have a bank account. You couldn't hire somebody for part-time to help get you organized because you could not get a nonprofit status to allow you to function, which is what normal foundations, think tanks, activist groups do, right and left, but they shut it down under Obama. Talk about destroying not the, both the constitutional protection to petition your government and the idea of democracy, having open discussion of stuff. This is something they did not want. So it is one tax, and there's another tax here on it's called buybacks when companies invest in themselves, which is a good thing, not a bad thing. I don't understand why. If the company, if we have $1 billion, we will invest it in ourselves. That is what we will do because we think we have a good product. Going to be a good investment. We will invest it in ourselves. We'll buy our own stock and put the money into the company. One, that means the management thinks that they're the best investment around. That's a good sign. It's a healthy sign. You worry if your company had, companies got a lot of money. Where could we put it that makes any sense? But our company doesn't make any sense. And what that does is it drops the value of shares of stock. Already, if you have a 401k or IRA, you are poorer today because Biden and the Democrats. You are poorer today. Your life savings is lower today because Biden, because Democrats. And this tax bill, the new tax bill, will make it worse. You don't like the way your stock values have gone down in your 401k, your IRA, your 403b, all the various savings plans, your pension, your union pension, all of that stuff threatened by the lower stock market, thank you to Biden and his regulations and taxes. it's going to get worse because of this bill. If you kept your money in a bank, just a savings account, if you have your money in your pocket, it is worth 9% less than it was last year. You are poorer because Biden and Democrats. Every American is poorer because Biden and Democrats.
Staggering. Absolutely staggering. And is there ever a occasion when you add a 16.4 cent per barrel tax on crude oil, or the coal tax you mentioned, or the natural gas tax, when that isn't passed on to the consumer? I mean, you know, the idea that this isn't ultimately going to be paid by the people who are buying these products is fantasy, isn't it?
It's not only, of course, it's passed on. There isn't anything else you can do. With the high nice oil company, could you go find $1 billion? Well, we don't have $1 billion. The only way we get money is we sell people stuff. The Democrats have this fantasy that businesses are like bank accounts and you just go steal their money and they don't mind, and they don't have to hire fewer people when you raise taxes on them. Of course they do. It's exactly what they do.
Short break. When we come back, we're going to dig into the logistics of all this. How do you hire 87,000 more IRS agents? And more questions for our guest, Grover Norquist from Americans for Tax Reform, after a short timeout on What's on Your Mind. Nothing says go bison like NDSU apparel, and right now you can buy one, get one free at a PetroServe USA store near you. Stun guns are $5 off, Red Bull 12-ounce cans 3 for $6, Jack Lynx 10-ounce bag $10.99, Blue Diamond almonds are 99 cents, and my favorite, Salted Nut Rolls 4 for $1, Twizzler Strawberry Twist $1.69 too, any size coffee, cappuccino, or fountain pop 79 cents, all this and more at a PetroServe USA near you.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
In my shoes, my toes are busted. So the new Village Co-op is coming to Fargo for active adults over 62 years of age. These are beautiful homes. They have big old spacious kitchens, they have private balconies, they have all kinds of amenities, but here's the best amenity. Maintenance-free living all on one level. So, you're not shoveling in the winter, you're not mowing in the summer, you never have to replace another roof, window, or appliance. but you get all the benefits of home ownership. You own the home, but the headaches, not yours. Somebody else takes care of those. If you want to find out more, sit in on one of their monthly seminars. Call Carrie today at Village Cooperative, 701-997-2900. 701-997-2900. Online at villagecooperative.com. Back with Grover Norquist from Americans for Tax Reform, unpacking what is in. So often, you know, we have this crescendo of news and the Votorama is going to happen. It's happening over the weekend, and then we just sort of move on. I didn't want to move on. I wanted you to know actually what's in this so you can talk intelligently about it and also prepare for what's coming because there's a lot of preparation necessary. So Grover and the Americans for Tax Reform do a great job of breaking all this down. You've given us a good run-through on the energy taxes, which will obviously be passed on as well. There was this 15% corporate alternative minimum tax on the financial statement. There was a amendment that Kyrsten Sinema and John Thune worked out that supposedly lessened the impact of that. What did they do there? Why, did they improve it in any way?
They made it less horrible. the alternative minimum tax was a dumb idea in 1969 that Richard Nixon agreed to with Ted Kennedy, and that's the one that was going to hit 30 million. It was supposed to hit 100 million. I'm sorry. It was supposed to hit about 100 Americans who were rich and put all their money in municipal bonds, which aren't taxed, and so they had a lot of money, but they didn't pay taxes. And people, that's outrageous. It was a subsidy for cities. And so they will have an alternative minimum tax, and they will have to pay taxes, even though they don't have taxable income, because we decided that's not taxable income. And then they did one for businesses as well, and the one for individuals got to where it was going to hit 30 million people. The Republicans largely eliminated it. On corporate and individual. They're basically bringing it back on the corporate side. So if you invest so much of your money at your company, your Amazon, you're growing. You make $1 billion, you put it into wages, you put it into hiring people, you build new factories and warehouses and so on, and you don't have the billion. And they go, no, we think that's taxable income. But you see, we just spent it on people and on planes and trucks and stuff like, no, we want a 15% tax on the billion because you earned it but then you spent it building the company with it. But when we make money in the future from all this expansion, you'll tax that. Yeah, we'll do that too, by the way. So it was a tax directly on companies that invest in themselves and grow the kind of things you want companies to do. And they reduced some of the taxes will be less horrific for companies that are expanding that way. But where there are other tax credits and so on, because the government wants you to do something, they then turn around and go, yeah, we didn't want you to do that much. Give us 15% of the income that wasn't taxable income until we just decided it was. So it's a significant tax increase. It is less devastating right now to growing companies because one of the ways they would go after people is take away expensing. But it, in its original form, 50% of the damage it did was to manufacturing. That is still a problem, probably not quite 50% now, but it is disproportionately damaging to manufacturing. China doesn't do this to their companies. Why would the Democrats do it to America?
Another one listener wants us to ask you about is 401ks, IRAs, pension plans. Have they been hit with a tax?
Well, they have been because they're going to tax companies that buy back shares and raise the value, otherwise would raise the value of their stock, which would make your 401k and IRA bigger. All taxes on corporations have some effect on your 401k or your IRA because the company has less money. The value of the stock is less. They can hire fewer people. They can pay people less. They can, they may have to try and raise prices, which ends up losing market share to the Chinese. I mean, this bill is written as if China wasn't a competitor of the world. Okay. Why in the world would you do this to American companies? If the Chinese did this with bombers, we'd be upset. They're doing it with a tax code.
Unbelievable. And I could go on for weeks. Mid-sized family businesses, $52 billion income tax hike. How are they going to do that?
These are the taxes they're putting on businesses. They've been spreading them around. And they want there are various corporate taxes that they've moved around, and these are hitting middle-income companies.
Is how much of this is entrenched so that when Republicans take control, let's hope, come November, that these could be undone brick by brick? How do you undo this, Grover?
Okay. To repeal these, if you have a Republican House, Republican Senate, and Republican president, you can repeal any of this with 51% of the vote. Just the Democrats are putting in it with 51%. You can take it up. But if you get rid of a tax cut, you have to, quote unquote, pay for it indefinitely into the future with either another tax increase or spending reduction. So it is work to repeal it and cut spending. It's a good idea. We need to. But it's not easy. And the Democrats always say they want to get rid of our tax cuts, but they find it very difficult to do. So they're not repealing much of the Trump Republican tax cut of the last time. They've got new and different stupid ideas that people haven't figured out who really gets damaged. Whereas if you were to take away, you know, the per child tax credit, people would figure out, hey, I know what that meant, and I don't like you taking away the Republican tax cut, or the lower rates, which make us at least somewhat competitive with China. Corporate rate under Obama was 35%. China was 25%, and for some Chinese companies, 15%. 25 and 15. We were 35. Talk about stupid. Talk about stupid. Talk about self-destructive. And the Democrats fought tooth and nail, taking it down to 21. Now, mind you, 21, you also have a lot of states that have a corporate income tax. So it really, you got to add about 4 to 5% to the 21. And we're still a little bit above China because we have state corporate income taxes plus the federal corporate income tax. You sure as heck don't want to be increasing the corporate income tax to make us less competitive, uncompetitive with China. And Europe. Europe's all at 25% at last. Hungary is at 8% for crying out loud. That's why the rest of the Europeans hate Hungary.
Last quick question for you. Can they hire 70-some-odd thousand IRS agents? Is that doable?
Sure. You just reduce your standards and decide you'll take any Democratic precinct worker the Democrats send your way and hire them in. They haven't been able to hire all the positions that they had available before because the union says you can't hire a new person unless you first offer it 27 times to everybody who already works here. And the quality of the people who already work there evidently is not up to snuff, so they haven't been filling the spot. The Democrats have said, oh, the Republicans have not been hiring. No, it's the union that stopped new hires because they only want people from inside to go up, and there are some requirements. I mean, being a competent IRS employee should be a lot of work in terms of being able to read people's budgets.
What a mess. Grover, thanks for keeping us up to date on it. Depressing as it is. Grover Norquist, America for Tax Reform on What's on Your Mind.
My name is Kevin Skunas. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Bad news on the producer price index numbers. The Labor Department reported Thursday that the PPI climbed nearly 10% in July from the previous year. It's Texas versus New York City on illegal immigration. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is scoffing at the idea that New Yorkers may come to Texas to campaign for his Democratic opponent.
You know, I kind of feel like Clint Eastwood. Go ahead, Mayor. Make my day.
This as the governor reminds everyone on Fox News what New York City Mayor Eric Adams said regarding illegal immigration.
Mayor Adams said that they welcome in illegal immigrants. And now once they have to deal with the reality of it, they're suddenly flummoxed and they cannot handle it. They are now getting a taste of what we're having to deal with.
USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
In addition to cooking and grab-and-go convenience, PetroServe USA has the lowest price fuel around. And some great specials all month long. NDSU apparel. Go Bison. Buy one, get one free. There, I said it. Buy one, get one free on NDSU apparel, sweatshirts, and
t-shirts.
They
do have some nice stuff.
They
do. Bison fan, yeah.
Yeah.
They do. They have a whole rack.
And now you're buying one, getting one free.
They got koozies and mugs and all kinds of stuff, too.
Salted nut rolls, four for a buck. Twizzlers, the strawberry twist, I can't resist. $1.69 is so great. Blue Diamond almonds, 99 cents. Check Mix or Bugles, 69 cents a bag. Red Bull, that keeps you going. 12-ounce cans, three for $6. And today, and every day in the month of August, coffee, cappuccino, or phone pop, any size, 79 cents. PetroServe USA. Lowest price fuel around. You just tell them Scott sent you. Texture says, wow, so former Miss America Kara Mund, top desire to be in Congress is to preserve abortion rights and worry about the gender of our congressional representative.
Which explains why she hasn't been willing to come on with me. Now I know.
That's according to the Bismarck Tribune. So they unearthed that, but she didn't want to come tell you that, huh, Ty?
She's at Urban Harvest today. I think it's 11 to 8, if I'm not mistaken, on the hours. But that's going on today, getting signatures and all that, and throwing out the offer. You know, she came on before she went and became Miss America, but been too busy ever since then, I guess.
Yeah, that's unfortunate, for sure.
But, yeah, if she's going for the abortion rights angle, then that would explain why I'm not getting a call back.
It also is politically untenable in North Dakota, thankfully. So, texter says, Scott, I was diagnosed with stage 4 prostate cancer this spring. It spread to the spine and then the hip with some lymph nodes. Currently taking a few medications that run around $15,000 per month. Thankfully, my insurance is covering them. I'm not going to bash big pharmaceutical companies because their research is giving me months and hopefully years with my grandkids. So far, feeling better than I have in several years. Yeah, that's interesting. You have a little different perspective on the R&D question and the availability of those drugs, so a real personal example right there.
Good Morning America is brought to you by Pfizer.
I can let that go.
P.S. Get an annual PSA test.
Yeah. You cannot watch anything on any sort of cable without every ad break, including Ozempic, Otezla. I'm going on down the list. I mean, there is a pharma ad in every one of them. And AbbVie may be able to help. I've always wondered how they had a bathtub at the top of a hill, or one of them actually had two bathtubs at the top of a hill. I'm like, Is this Yellowstone, or where is this happening?
Let me just ask you from the listener's perspective, though, if you have a stage 4 prostate cancer, and those companies are giving you extra months and hopefully years with your grandkids and you're feeling good, do you care?
No, I don't. But the my point goes to the $15,000 per month. I mean, they've got to pay for that advertising, and the, you know, and it goes on and on and on. Pfizer's all, every one of them sponsors tons of things.
I think that's,
and I don't need them to tell me to ask my doctor for it. I assume my doctor will know about that medication
and will prescribe
what's best for me. That's why I have him.
Well, I think what they want is they want you coming in saying, hey, doc.
Yeah. Does anybody do that?
On the news.
You ever do that? You ever go in and say, hey, I saw this thing.
Ask doctors, they'll tell you it happens all the time. I mean, it happens all the time.
My doc says it really never happens to him. Rarely.
And
I did ask him.
If you're more aware of a medication than your doctor is, I might say
something's wrong
in that case.
Yeah.
Did you see that Fauci got booed at the game?
Oh, he threw out the first pitch.
Please welcome Dr. Tony Fauci. Boo.
Oh, yeah.
What did they expect, for crying out loud?
Yeah, I was going to say, come on. These people are bubble people. They don't know what the real world thinks.
Yeah.
Another
you surround yourself with nothing but people that think the same way as you, and you don't realize the rest of the world doesn't think the same way.
Speaking of Big Pharma, wow. Is that a racket? Listener says, Big Pharma shouldn't be greasing politicians to keep hyperbaric from helping patients. Couldn't agree with you there anymore. Big Pharma doesn't like hyperbaric oxygen treatment. You know why?
It works.
You don't take pills anymore.
No pills, no drugs.
Yeah, thank you.
Exactly.
Yeah. It is.
That's why they don't like a lot of things.
So definitely agree with you on hyperbaric oxygen treatment. One of our fine sponsors here is Swanson's Hyperbaric Clinic, and they are waiting for you to give them a call and have a free consult. Find out maybe some areas that might just help. We're going to be live there next week talking with one of the nationwide experts on hyperbaric oxygen treatment. Looking forward to that very much. Listener says, if the IRS extorts more money from people that is less money in the economy, in particular local businesses, restaurants, bars, etc., well, isn't that convenient? Wise listener right there. Very wise listener. Exactly right. It's not exactly great for the economy, but I'm not sure they care. Yeah. Clint in Bismarck, you're on the air. What's on your mind, sir?
Yes, good morning. I was calling. You were mentioning Karamun there before, and I just, you know, we're living in a volatile time, and if our North Dakota representatives don't stand up to people like Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan, and we keep this crappy leadership in the Republican Party, we will eventually end up with a third-party candidate in North Dakota, I believe. And unfortunately, Miss North Dakota, pro-abortion, wants to be that third-party candidate. And you know, isn't that special that Miss North Dakota's pro-abortion? She wants to represent North Dakota, but is trying to give up our state right to govern ourselves. And she wants to give that right back to Washington. She wants to live loose and abort her baby. Maybe she should move to Minnesota. And if she ever needs an abortion for a medical condition, she should maybe talk to her doctor, because many treatments do require going out of state, and maybe she should talk to her religious leader, whoever that might be. And unfortunately, it's probably somebody on the darker side if she's pro-abortion. But I think it's pretty sad that Miss North Dakota is promoting those values.
I couldn't agree with you more. It is very unfortunate that she's using that platform to advocate for that. I don't think she has much of a political future in North Dakota, however. Appreciate the call, Clint. Thank you very much. Another listener on this point says, didn't you guys notice when you would interview her on the air, she'd dance around questions that might out her as a liberal? It was pretty obvious since her first interview after being crowned Miss North Dakota. By the way, our listeners are very wise. They can tell when you're not answering a question why you're not answering the question.
Exactly.
Isn't that great? Ed and Dickinson, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Telephone number 701-258-0550. 701-258-0550. What's on your mind?
First off, I would like to acknowledge Mr. Armstrong's very great support for the veterans. And also the Vietnam Memorial Wall will be in Dickinson from the 18th to the 22nd. It's the Veterans Memorial in the middle of Dickinson, 800 block of Fifth Avenue.
Nice.
18th.
And being a Vietnam vet, I appreciate him a lot.
Thank you for your service, sir.
Yeah, no kidding. And glad that wall is coming to Dickinson. It's fantastic. Thanks for the reminder, Ed. Appreciate it very much. Steve in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, I just have a comment about the Fargo School Board where they banned the Pledge of Allegiance in the schools now because of the word God.
It was at the meeting. It was at their meetings, not in schools. But
yeah, they previously had approved it in March to say the pledge before Fargo School Board meetings, and they rescinded that at their most recent meeting. Yep.
Okay, well, it's just because of the word God. To me, that just means whoever you believe in as a higher being than ourselves. And I just think that's not the way North Dakota should be. So that's all I have. Thank you much for taking this call.
The school board guy said that's the Judeo-Christian God that they're talking about there. And we just can't. There's more. There's other gods. There's Allah and the Buddhas and the Hindus.
Do you know what he said, Steve? He actually said it was the Pledge of Allegiance was a violation of the diversity pledge of Fargo School District.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, well, I thought we were better than that. So.
Yeah.
Amen.
So. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks.
Appreciate the call. 701-258-0550.
Is class to class, is that, or school to school, is that a teacher decision if they want to do that, or is there any, be curious to find out if that's banned in the school, in the classroom. I would imagine if a teacher wants to do that, they sure could.
What message does it send, though, when the school board says?
I know, exactly. That's, and as he said, you know, one nation under God can be, there's a lot of higher powers, and it could apply, you know.
Text from Greg in Valley City says, in a past life, I spent several years working for Big Pharma. The drug companies used to have access to physicians, clinicians, pharmacy staff to educate on drugs and approve treatments. As the access to educate physicians has decreased, the advertising has increased because the doctors do not have time generally to keep up on all of the medicine and the treatments. Physicians used to spend 80% of their time treating patients and 20% managing the business aspects. And when I was last in the industry, it had inverted, and the doctor spent 80% of time managing the business and 20% actually with patients. Is that more paperwork, you suppose, or what are the reasons for that? That's awful.
Yeah, I don't know. Good point, though. I didn't realize that paradigm had happened.
Yeah, and I. So again, what do you do?
Yeah.
How do you communicate? So it is, and I'm not one to advocate against advertising. What I'd like to know is, given the sponsorship relationships, how much does that take the scrutiny away on the big network side?
All I know is I don't have IBS, whatever, EPI. I don't have any of those letters. I'm good. If I do, my doctor will know how to treat them.
What about the side effects?
Do you have EPI?
Should we go through that list?
Oh, yeah. Might develop a third eye. Okay, great.
Texter says, I'm glad I don't have a kid in the Fargo school system. Yeah, kind of sad. All right, last chance to text, 237-1590. Better yet to call, 258-0550, when we continue on What's on Your Mind.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources? Reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology, look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model of the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Think about it. Gas prices are over $4 per gallon, and Governor Tim Walz wants to raise them even more by adopting California's crazy fuel standards. Say no to gas station inflation. Think about it. The latest California fuel proposal will raise the cost of gas in Minnesota by $2 per gallon. Working families pay more at the pump, while rich guys drive around in electric cars. Visit nogasstationinflation.com for more information. Think about it. It's brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann, DearGMC.com. Your warranties for a lifetime. 0% APR for 36 months on most new GMCs and Buicks. So you're talking 3 years, same as cash. I mean, that kind of helps out, right? Softens the blow a little bit. If you're thinking, oh, you know, that's still, I got to go a little more budget. Well, guess what? There are a whole bunch of pre-owned vehicles with Schwann's lifetime powertrain warranty. Give you some peace of mind. You could sort those out online at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
11 before the top of the hour, our final segment for What's on Your Mind Thursday. Todd and Kevin are going to be manning the show tomorrow for most of the program. I'm bound for Arizona.
AZ in August? What are you out of your mind?
Yes. Elizabeth.
Yeah. What?
Are you nuts?
Well, we have a daughter.
That's right.
Moving in for a sophomore year at ASU.
She taught her very well. She should have stayed home, but
well, no devils.
I'll be sweating like a mule.
Yes, you will.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, don't go golfing.
Yeah. Brad was at that school board meeting, wanted to weigh in here. Brad, what's on your mind?
Yeah, the thing you guys need to ask is, they meet every 2 weeks, so just have people show up next week and ask them to vote to put it back in. I mean, they rescinded something they already voted on. And I asked that question when I spoke further. I think they cut you down to 3 minutes or something, but we just vote on it every 2 weeks until they get it put back in. I don't think it's that big of a deal. I just talked to a veteran that they're going to have a whole host of them show up at the meeting in 2 weeks. And I don't know, this Seth, what's Seth's last name? I can't.
Golden.
Golden?
Yeah.
Or Holden? Anyway, he's an idiot. And the thing is he thinks that he didn't, because I asked him, I said, well, you don't believe in God. No, he stated he don't believe in God. So, well, he believes in you whether you believe in him or not. And then the fact that you want everyone else to not have it in there. And then Scott, he goes on to define God. That's what's interesting, because half the people in the world think Allah and God with the big G is the same, and they're not. But he defined it as they were not. So the Judeo-Christian people are, what's the word I'm looking for, cutting all these people out by using God in the Pledge of Allegiance because they don't believe it. And the Muslim people, they're not protesting this. This is like, if the vote was 7-2, and I guarantee you, some of the 7 that voted, they just got elected, 2 months ago, If they would have run on that platform, they would not have been sitting up there last night.
Well, this is where the problem, though, I think, you don't care how many meetings you hold, and it's Seth Holden with an H, H-O-L-D-E-N.
Holden, that's right. It's not Golden, Holden, yeah. Yeah.
And it's not so much him and his views, because this is guys that support CRT, for crying out loud, and his radical views are well known.
Holden said he understands what the Pledge of Allegiance means for many people, but also acknowledges that for many others, it's a constant reminder of a lack of liberty and a constant feeling of exclusion.
Whatever.
How does it do that?
Where did that come from?
Right.
It's his own thoughts. It's his own thoughts. And he, again, he's one guy. But the problem is, that one guy speaks, and to be properly woke, you got to, like a sheep, you got to fall in line with something.
Well, there's the bigger problem.
There's
the bigger problem, because I don't care how many times you bring this up, 6 people agreed with this guy. But I'm glad to hear veterans are going, and I think, you know, it ought to be brought up every 2 weeks until they realize, hey, this is a really bad idea. Brad, thanks for the call. I'm going to go to Jeff on the road. Jeff, what's on your mind?
Hey, guys. I'm on the interstate just past exit 232 by Cleveland, and it's a construction zone, a really short one, but it goes from 2 lanes to 1, and the flashing arrow is going the wrong way. So I just want to give everybody in North Dakota that's heading that way a heads up, just in case if it gets dark tonight, you don't go in the median.
Oof, no kidding. Hopefully that gets fixed between now and nightfall. What direction?
Heading westbound.
Westbound, okay.
Yeah, exit 232, right outside of Cleveland.
Let's hope that gets fixed, Jeff. Thanks for the heads up. Appreciate the call. Love our listeners. Looking out for each other here. Bennett. You're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hello there, Scott. I was wondering if you guys watched that Watch the Water with Dr. Artis yet?
I have not.
No.
I got it on my watch list, but I haven't got to it yet.
Okay, that's pretty interesting. It's a different take on the cause and what's in the vaccines and whatnot. I just talked to a buddy of mine last night, and his wife is deadly sick, gonna die probably, but because I mean, after the shot, she got the shot, she got that way in her lungs, and yeah, it's just you know, it's a different take on different scientists telling you what they found, you know, stuff like that, you know.
So, I'm glad
you guys can watch it, you know.
I'm glad you have let folks know, Bennett. Appreciate that very much. I'm gonna squeeze one more quick call in here. I got 30 seconds for Bill and Hazen. Go, Bill.
Hey, Scott, that individual on the school board certainly got his priorities mixed up. I think the Pledge of Allegiance was here a long time before their policy on inclusiveness at that school board. And I think that we need to be following that. My other point, Scott, is you've been asking for people from the San Fargo to Minnesota the good people I've met in Minnesota over the years want nothing to do with a Virgo like that. They would just assume be without it. So,
and you make a good point. You make a good point, Bill. And of course, not my suggestion. It comes from others. But you know, the Twin Cities like thinking that sometimes infects Fargo is a challenge. And you are right. Most of Western North Dakota. Those are good salt-of-the-earth folks, for sure.
Most outside of the metro in Minnesota are as well. The Rocks and Cows are good people.
God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow. What's on your mind?
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thinkacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thinkacoalworker.com.
Think about it. Gas prices are over $4 per gallon, and Governor Tim Walz wants to raise them even more by adopting California's crazy fuel standards. Say no to gas station inflation. Think about it. The latest California fuel proposal will raise the cost of gas in Minnesota by $2 per gallon. Working families pay more at the pump, while rich guys drive around in electric cars. Visit nogasstationinflation.com for more information. Think about it is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.